Jesus. Hallelujah. We will continue our comments, our reading from verse 1. In those days, were Hezekiah sick unto death. Can you imagine that? Sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz, came to him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Set your house in order, because you're going to die. You will not live. There's a word from God. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept so. And it came to pass, after Isaiah had gone out into the middle of the court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Turn again, and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, that thou said the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee, and on the third day thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord. And I will add unto that day 50 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hands of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Lift up your hands, let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Pray, somebody pray, talk to the Lord. Hallelujah. You are worthy, O God. Lord, you speak to us today. Lord, for your sake, O God, do something new in our life. Do something wonderful. Do something excellent, O God. To you be the glory. We say, Lord, we come against every force of darkness in the name of Jesus. And we cover everyone with the blood of Jesus. O God, to you be the glory. We thank you, O God. You touch our tongues to speak. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you are excited, give the Lord a hand of praise while you are having your seat in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So today I want to speak to us on the theme, God will do it again. Hallelujah. God will do it again. When you hear again, it means that God had done it before. Is there anybody in this house today that experienced God in a way that words cannot express? Give a lot of wave offering. I see. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. You want to say it? You cannot say it because it's a mystery. It's a miracle. You can say, you can read it, you just say, huh, he did it. Amen. So God will do it again. The attributes of God. By attributes, we mean the characteristics and qualities of God. It means what God is made of. Before you can worship God, before you can have a relationship with God, before you serve God, you should know God for yourself. And your relationship with God should be personal. Now what David said in the 23rd Psalm, he said, the Lord is mine, shepherd. Hallelujah. The omniscience of God, the omniscience of God is one of the attributes. This means that God is perfect in knowledge. He knows everything. He told Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5, he said, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. Hallelujah. There is nothing that God does not know. God knows everything. But there's one thing that God don't know. Amen. Yes, God knows everything about you. God knows everything about me. God knows everything. He is perfect in knowledge. But there is one thing that God does not know. God does not know another God. Yahweh Israel, your Lord, your God is. Somebody help me to preach. Amen. What God? I know no other God. All the other gods are man-made. Hallelujah, somebody. So God knows everything. In Acts 15:18 says, know unto God are all his ways from the beginning of the world. God knows everything. Hallelujah, somebody. God is omnipotent. The omnipotence of God, this means that God is perfect in power. God's power admits no bounds or limitations. There is no border that the power of God cannot cross over. There is no distance that the power of God cannot reach. Job 42 verse 2, he said, I know that God can do anything. Job knows the God that he served, the God that you serve, the God that you know. He is the God that can do anything. Woo, I feel the power of God in this place. So if I know that God can do anything, then I believe that what God has done in the past, there's a thing God that can do it again. Hallelujah. Because he is the Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end. There's nothing that God cannot do. Are you getting there with me, somebody? Hallelujah. So because God can do anything, he asked you a question today in Genesis 18:4, which I'm going to be very short with it. He says, is anything too hard for the Lord? Sarah, I know you are 90 years old. Abraham, I know you are 99 years old. But what I promise you, decades ago, I am about to perform it. Amen. You're going to have a son. And his name will be called Isaac. Because you laugh, thinking that I cannot do anything. Hallelujah. But I come to let you know today, the God that you serve, he specializes in the impossibility. What man cannot do, God can do it. What the government cannot do, God can do it. What your money cannot do, God can do it. What the superpower cannot do, God can do it. Oh, somebody give the Lord a hand of praise. So don't limit the power of God. Is there anything too hard for God? It may be hard for the doctor. It may be hard for the president of the United States. It may be hard on the others, world leader. But with God, all things are possible to them that believe. All you got to do, believe it. Amen. We do not walk by sight, but we walk by faith. I believe it that my miracle is on the way. I believe it that God's going to heal me. I believe it I'm going to have a breakthrough. I believe it that the Lord will touch my life and turn it around. I believe it that God is going to restore me. Oh, our God can do anything. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, somebody. The omnipresence of God, this means that God is everywhere at all time. Amen. At the same time, God is everywhere. You call him anytime, you call him anywhere, he will answer you. God is We'll do it again. Hallelujah. So God is everywhere at all times. His center is everywhere. His circumference is nowhere. Jeremiah 23, verses 23 to 24. Do not outfill the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. God is asking the question and say, don't you know I'm everywhere? Hallelujah. The Bible says, where can you go from the presence of the Lord? If you go into heaven, he is there. That is true. Hallelujah. If you make your bed in hell, he is there. There's nowhere that God cannot reach. People are praying in Asia. People are praying in America. People are praying in Africa. Hallelujah. And God fill the whole place. I want for you to see the bigger picture of the God that will do it again. Hallelujah, somebody. Another attribute of God is the holiness of God. 30 times the prophet Isaiah spoke of God as Holy One. Amen. God is holy. I said God is holy. If holiness were right yesterday, holiness is still right today. The Lord of holiness had not changed. God said, I am holy, so be you are holy. Amen. The word of God is still stands when it comes to holiness. I want to be holy as he is holy. I want to walk right. I want to dress right. I want to talk right. I want to do those things that he wants for me to do. But be able to do those things, I must be filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Then I can walk right. I can live right. I can talk right. I can dance right. I can do those things that God wants for me to do. Because with all him, I can do nothing. Hallelujah, somebody. So God is holy. You have to be holy. The immutability of God. The immutability of God, this means that God does not change. Time and change are together denied of God. In James 1:17 says, the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. In Malachi 3:6 says, I am the Lord. I change not. Amen. God will never change. We are the one that do change. We are the one that leave him and go. But whatsoever you are left God, God is still there waiting for you. He has never changed. Amen. Amen, somebody. So God said, I am the Lord. I change not. So Hezekiah knew the God that he was serving. He knew that he was a child of God. Hezekiah or Ezekiel, it's another name for him, was the son of Ahab and the 10th king of Judah. He is considered a very righteous king in the both Second Book of Kings and the Second Book of Chronicles. He was righteous. He walked with God. He served God faithfully. But the Bible says, but he was sick unto death. Amen. Hezekiah was sick unto death. Listen to me, church. You can be faithful to God. You can walk with God. That does not stop the devil from attacking you. Amen. And so many times, people that are faithful and righteous and holy, when they get in problem in life, people judge them and say, maybe she has sinned. You don't have to sin before you get sick. Amen. As a child of God, you are faithful. Still, you can get sick. Still, trouble can come. Still, you can get into problems. Hallelujah. But whatsoever life may bring, you gotta let God have his will in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So Hezekiah was sick unto death. I believe that Hezekiah had been praying to God for his healing. Hezekiah had called on God, had fasted, had prayed. He went to the doctor. He went to a lot of appointments. And he took a lot of medication. But the more he took his treatment, the more his sickness got worse. The doctor could not help him. His father and his mother could not help him. The crown on his head as a king could not help him. The throne that he sat on for his glory could not help him. And then he looked, he heard that the prophet was in his kingdom, came to see him. Hallelujah, somebody. The prophet Isaiah came and said, I got a word from you, for you from the Lord. You have been praying too long. You have been sick too long. And this sickness is so worse on you that nobody can help you. But I got a word from the Lord for you. And I could see Hezekiah smiling and say, I know that God answered my prayers. And Isaiah said, this is the word of the Lord. You will die. You will not get well. You will die from this sickness. But before you die, put your house in order. Hallelujah. In other words, before you die, you need to repent. You need to reconcile with those that you are not talking to. Oh, some of us here today, we got bitterness in our hearts. We cannot talk to our neighbor. Somebody offended you and you cannot talk to them. You don't want to see the ground they walk on. What God is saying to you today, put your house in order. Hallelujah. Put your house in order. Examine yourself. See where you stand in the kingdom of God. See your relationship between you and God. You need to examine yourself and see whether you are still standing in the faith of God. You need to put your house in order. Hallelujah. Because to live is Christ. And to die is gain. Hallelujah. Oh yes, the appointed unto man wants to die. And after this, it's the judgment. You don't have no time to repent in the grave. You don't have no time to change in the grave. You don't have no time to worship in the grave. While you stay alive and the blood are running warm in your veins, it's time to put your house in order. Oh my God. It's time to repent. Jesus told Peter and said, Peter, Satan above to hurt you. And sift you of wheat. But he said, I pray for you that when you are converted, strengthen the brethren. There are somehow some folks are in the church. Oh yeah, they are faithful, but they are not yet converted. Amen. Because they are not yet converted, they don't believe in the words of God. They don't believe in holiness. They say holiness is old-fashioned thing. Hallelujah. Sister Christian, I remember back home, my mom used to get dressed for church. My mother would wear her long sleeve, white clothes, tie her head, and then put a big towel around her before she put a wrap around. We say lap her. Why she used to do that? Because she don't want for nobody to see anything. And she goes into the presence of the Lord. She said, I'm going to reference God. But this day we are in, you see people come to church in pants, lady in pants, men in skirts. Oh no, amen. Hallelujah. People come in, Let it come in with a tin, a sling, a blast that when they lift for their hands, you see all kind of stuff. And then they come, the one that come with a short skirt, they sit right in front of the pastor. You know what I'm talking about? And when the pastor is preaching, they want to get their attention. And thank God, they got some dashes. They think, oh, brother, you got to get me one. Did a visitor come, a beautiful girl, and she wears short skirts. She sit right here, give me a dashes. Hallelujah, somebody. You don't know what I'm talking about. People don't have fear for God anymore. People don't have no relationship with God. So therefore, they appear in the presence of God any kind of way. Hallelujah. But Hezekiah was sick unto death. God says, you will not live, but you will die. Hallelujah. Is there anybody in the house today that heard the doctor saying to you, or somebody told you that the doctor said, I got 3 days to live. I got a month to live. I got 2 years to live. I met a man to Walmart, and when he looked at me, he don't know who I am. I had on my shoes. He looked at a shoes on my feet. He said, brother, I just love the shoes you got. I said, praise God. He said, I'm a pastor. I said, already you're a pastor? Oh, praise God for you. And he said, but you know what? I said, no. He said, the doctor said, I got 1 year to live. Because I went to Iraq and a bomb blew me up. He got a short hand, short leg. He got all kind of steel stuff in his body. So he got, I got cancer. I'm a half human being, but I'm a pastor. And I got 1 year to live. And I said, brother, that's what the doctor said. Can we pray? Right in Walmart, people were passing, and I laid my hand, I began to pray. I said, Lord, you got the final saying. After we got you praying, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, I see the brother still living and still going. He's still praising God. Each time he sees me, he said, brother, God, turn it around. God, get me life again. Hallelujah. God will do it again. Amen. Hezekiah got the news. He did not complain to men. He did not complain to his children. He did not complain to his wife. But he turned to the Lord in prayer. Let me tell you something, church. When you're back against the world, do not look left, do not look right, do not complain to no man, but look up to the hills for what's coming ahead. Your help coming from the Lord, which make the heaven and the earth. If God cannot do it, no man can do it. If God cannot do it, no man can do it. Only God can do it again. Nothing wrong with weeping before the Lord. He made you. He's responsible for you. He brought you into the world. He has been taking care of you. There's nothing to weep. You need to hold him and say, Lord, I need you to change the story around. I need you to change the story around. You got to wrestle with him. That Jacob wrestled with him. The Bible says Jacob wrestled with him. And Jacob's name will change. And because Jacob's name will change, his life will change, his condition will change. Hallelujah. The time to make that hour, you need to know that God will do it for you again. You need to get hold of the altar and cry out to God and say, God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nexi, Jehovah Teskino, I know you will do it again for me because you did it before. You cannot fail. You cannot change. My God, do it again. And I said, God will answer your prayers. Hallelujah. But yet he said, Lord, remember how I walked before you with a clean heart. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, church. God wants for us to put his words in memories. Amen. In Isaiah 43, 26 says, put me in memory. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou must be justified. Hallelujah. And Romans 8, verse 8 says, so then they that in the flesh cannot please God. So what the Bible is saying today, church, God wants for you to remind him of the word that he has spoken.
Every word that comes from his mouth must accomplish it in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His word will not return to him void. It has to perform that which it was spoken over. Hallelujah. So Hezekiah knew that the word of God said that he is my healer. He is my way maker. I am the head and not the tail. Hezekiah knew that by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. So Hezekiah told God, I know you can do it for me again. Because you did it before, I know you will do it again. You are a mighty healer. Everywhere you went, you was doing good. You make the blind to see. You make the crippled to walk. You raise the dead. Hallelujah. In fact, Lazarus was dead after 4 days. And you call him back to life. You can call me back to life. I'm talking to somebody. If you are spiritually dead today, God can revive you again. He can do it again. He can deliver you again. He can save you again. He can heal you again. He can forgive you again. God will do it again. Amen. Hallelujah. That reminds me of Samson. Samson blew it. He blew it. A Nazarite. Do not cut your hair, Samson. That's where your strength is. Your power. Do not drink wine. And I remember preaching a message on that in Liberia. I said there is no victory on Delilah's lap. Hallelujah. And I said to the church here today, there is no victory in on Delilah's lap. You can come to church and you think you get high and go buy it. I said, let me let you know, there is no victory in the liquor. There is no victory in the cigarette. There is no victory in the marijuana. They may say it's a medication, but there is no victory in that. I want to be holy, pure, ready for the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. So let me tell you something. He said, don't cut your hair. And Delilah will say, show me your strength. And he will lie. And she got angry. And said, the 3 times you have deceived me. You see, the devil will not come to you just 1 time. He will keep coming. He told Jesus, turn the stone to bread. Worship me. And he continued to tempt him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. So when the devil comes first and you have the victory, get ready. He's coming back. Hallelujah. He will come. And then you got a victory. He's going to come again. Hallelujah. The devil will come 1 step. And you're shouting and singing, hallelujah. He said, okay, I'm going to leave you alone. I will come back another time. And when you have the victory, he will come again. Hallelujah. And you get a victory, he will come again. Hallelujah. The Bible said the devil just left Jesus for a season. Hallelujah. So any time you get a victory, to every level you reach, you got a devil. Oh, now you're hearing me. I'm going to run down with you again. To every level you reach, there is a devil that you have to fight. Hallelujah. So the Bible said that Samson cut his hair. And the law, the spirit of the law departed from him. And he never knew it. Hallelujah. It better that you know what is going on than to think that you still got the Holy Ghost and you don't have it. Hallelujah, somebody. But the Bible says, after the pluck of his eyes, they make sport out of him. The hair begin to grow again. If hair grew again. I'm talking to somebody. If hair grew again. I'm talking to somebody. The Holy Ghost is coming again. Your healing is coming again. Your breakthrough is coming again. Your revival is coming again. Because God will do it again. I'm talking to somebody because I see the power of God moving in this place. That the Lord has is upon you. He about to touch it again. He about to deliver you again. He about to heal it again. He about to do something new in your life again. Oh, somebody shout it, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And you have the victory that you never had before. You're going to have the victory that you never had before. Because God will do it again. God will do it again. And because God will do it again, you're going to be more than a conqueror. You will conquer your enemies. You will conquer that drought. You will conquer whatsoever that's oppressing you, that you cannot see the face of God. I say, God will do it again. And Samson had a victory. Hallelujah.
So he cried unto God. He said, Lord, remember how I walked before you. Remember me. I walk with a perfect heart. Hallelujah. I walk with a clean heart. Hallelujah. I walk not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Hallelujah. I walk to please you. And the Bible says, that Hezekiah wept sore.
Hallelujah. And the prophet was taking the call about, you are leaving already. Or we're about to step out. The word of the Lord came back.
So wait a minute, prophet, above this. Hallelujah. God about to send somebody in your life to give you a word. Hallelujah. He said, go back to where I send you. To my camping of my people. That they will know that I'm God. Hallelujah. Go tell the king that I heard his prayers. I have seen his tears. There's a word I got for you today. You have been weeping too long, but God has seen your tears. God has heard your prayer. He about to turn your mourning into dancing and your sorrows into joy. God going to do it again. I'm talking to somebody. God about to turn things around for you. Hallelujah. All you got to do, believe it and you shall have it. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. God is a master restorer. He restores things. Hallelujah. He told Jeremiah, go down to the potter's house. Jeremiah 18:2. When Jeremiah got there, began to play, saw the man, the potter, playing with the clay, and then he made a beautiful pot, and it got broken. He smashed it up because he knew what wrong with it. He saw the crack in the pot that Jeremiah never saw. But he was the maker of the pot. He knew that something wrong with it. We got Jesus. I believe you got Jesus in your life. I believe you are a fine Christian. But if there's a problem, God wants to make you all over again. Hallelujah. God going to mold you again. And set it up straight. And make you to be the light unto your friends in darkness. Somebody shout it, hallelujah. So I come to let you know today that God is the master restorer. He is looking for mercy. Mess that he can fix. Oh, the God that we serve. Hallelujah. He is looking for the situations that he can repair. He is looking for the hearts that he can mend. Lives that he can put back together. Things that he can change just for you. When the master restorer go to work, you will see hopeless situation turn around. So that power to tell you that God will do it again. Hallelujah. He's going to turn it around. He has turned it around. Hallelujah. Yeah, he will do it again. Hallelujah. God will do it again. As I close this message in 2 Kings 20, verse 4 and 5. Then I look at something there. Before I close, he said, and it came to pass, Isaiah was gone out into the middle of the court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus said the Lord, the God of David, our father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. Oh, and all the third day, thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord. Let me tell you something, church. When God turn your life around, you gotta come in the house of God. Hallelujah. You gotta come with the testimony in the house of God. David said, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Oh, somebody, he said, oh, the house of God will be my dwelling place. I'm talking to somebody. When God changed your life, when God bless you, when God heal you, when God do it again, you got to come into his presence and give him the glory. Somebody shout hallelujah. God will do it again. I'm closing now. God will do it again. God will do it again. God will do it again. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He will remove your mountain. Yes, he will. He will answer your prayers. Yes, he will. He will heal your body. Yes, he will. He will restore your joy. Yes, he will. He will extend your life. Yes, he will. He will restore those years that the locusts have eaten. Yes, he will. I've come to tell you as I close, God will do it again. While you are standing on your feet right now, begin to imagine where the Lord took you from. The Lord who has started a good work in you will complete it. Hallelujah. He's not a man to lie. He's not a man to repent. But according to your prayers this hour, whatsoever news that you are gotten, whatsoever the doctor has told you, whatsoever the devil has said to you, whatsoever your mind is speaking to you that is against the word of God, I want to let you know that God got the power to save and make you whole again. God got the power to save and make you whole again. God gonna restore your joy again. You're gonna restore your strength again. You're gonna turn it around and you're gonna be working for your good. Hallelujah. God will do it again. God will do it again. God will do it again. He did it for Moses. He did it for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He did it for the Hebrews boys. He did it for Daniel. He will do it for you. Because you're a child of God. He will open that doors for you. He will open that doors for you that no man can close. God will do it again. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands. I begin to worship. I begin to worship right now. God will do it again. He will put food on your table again. He will protect you again. God will do it again. God will fix it for you again. Oh, God is able to do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Worship, worship. Hallelujah.
Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Change in my life. Oh, what a change in
Taking place right now. Change is taking place right now. Hallelujah. You can have that change that you need in your life right now. Hallelujah. Change is taking place right now. Hallelujah. God is doing great things right now. Hallelujah. We told you that the presence of God can reach anywhere. He is omnipresent. He can touch somebody in the hospital right now. He can open the prison door. He can heal Pastor Waking, all those that are sick, those that are online. God is working in your inside right now. We declare healing in the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head down to the sole of your feet, we come against every sickness in your body. We come against every disease. We say we command you. We cast it out in the name of Jesus. And by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are healed. You are healed. You are healed. In Jesus' name. Jesus in the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Come on, sister. In the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change. Come on, sing with me.
Jesus on the inside, oh, working on the outside.
Yeah, oh, what a change in my life.
Jesus on the inside,
oh, working on
the outside.
My God,
oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside,
oh,
working on the outside.
Come on, somebody.
Oh, what a change in my life.
The Lord is breaking your chains right now. Setting you free right now. Do it again, Lord. Sing it one last time and believe it. Hand of praise. Hallelujah. As you go home today, remember, if God did it in the past, He will still do it for you today. Don't think about tomorrow, because we don't know. But one thing I know, that God holds your tomorrow in His hand. But what He has done for you in the past, the same God will do it for you again today. Hallelujah. Let's lift out our hands. Just worship one more time as we dismiss. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We just praise you, Lord God. We just worship you. God, we believe that you will do it again. You open up a Red Sea again. You will bring down the wall of Jericho again. Lord, you will bless us again. You revive us again. You fill us with the Holy Ghost again. And again. And again. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.